Hello, creative humans. Welcome back to the Creative Human Podcast. This is Vanessa Frino, your host. I'm super, super pumped to announce that we are launching a new season called The Power of Admins. In this season, you're going to hear episodes where I'm going to be interviewing executive assistants or international thought leaders in the industry. For those of you who don't know, I have been part of this industry for the past decade, working side by side with CEOs and founders and other C-level executives. It has been my true passion and commitment to this industry, not only professionally in my career, but to the community. Back in 2016, I founded an organization called Boston Executive Assistants, now called Creative Admin, because I couldn't find a resource or forum support system to share with other professionals within my industry. Everybody needs a place to go for support. So I thought, okay, let me create this very casual coffee setting networking. A networking event where we can meet up for coffee. I was thinking maybe 4 to 5 professionals. Little did I know that within 9 months, we would grow to over 2,500 community members. In the following years, we were doing 2 events per month, workshops and forums and dinners and mixers, you name it. The demand was there. Today, we represent over 500 companies just based in Boston, and we had to rebrand to our new name called Creative Admin to provide that support internationally to administrative professionals all over the world. Okay, so in 2018, we did an event called Assistance of the Year. And our next episode to launch this wonderful season is going to be featuring 2 of the honorees for the 2018 Assistance of the Year. So I want to welcome Brittany Bemko Rubin, who's the Senior Executive Assistant at Genosha Biosciences, and also Olga Gersh, who is the founder of MySide VA and is also an executive assistant at Salesforce. Welcome, Brittany and Olga. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, everyone. It's so exciting.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you for being here. I wanted to invite you here today because I wanted to talk to you as being honorees and winning the awards for Assistance of the Year in Boston in 2018. I wanted to talk a little about the reflection of what did that mean to you? You know, I think that was something that we definitely don't see often here. As I mentioned, and you might have seen in the materials when I've invited you all here today, the reason why I had started doing those events was I won the Boston 40 under 40 and the Latino 30 under 30, and I couldn't believe to be there with other corporate individuals. And I remember being on stage, and it was one of these things where I thought, hold on to that feeling, Vanessa, you need to bring this back to the community. Getting right into it. Olga, can you tell me a little bit about your career background, please?
Yeah, sure. Of course. I have a bachelor's degree in marketing a long, long time ago from Johnson & Wales University. My first job was a corporate job for Bank of America. I was a marketing assistant. I did not like it.
That's amazing. It's one of these things where we turn negatives into positives, but thank you for sharing that. Brittany, can you tell me a little bit about your experience?
Sure.
And your background.
I went to undergrad for environmental design. And I was valedictorian of my class, and I spoke at the UMass Amherst graduation ceremony. And one of my professors reached out to me a year after that to accept a master's full scholarship in Prague, Czech Republic. So I spent 2 years studying landscape engineering in Prague, Czech Republic, and learning in the field there. And when I came back home, I applied to a lot of jobs here and I didn't receive any of them. I had third callbacks and everyone were just worried that my degree wasn't from a United States university, even though it was an exchange program through UMass Amherst. And there were Czech students who had gone to school here. And I think maybe they won the bargain of the deal, because I'm sure they all got jobs as soon as they went back home. but it was certainly a hard transition to come back here. And yeah, I was unemployed for 8 months when I came back home until I became an admin.
I absolutely love when we're able to share, you know, how we get into our career. It's one of these things that, yes, our roles are sometimes not given the credit that we need, but we make those opportunities for ourselves, right? As I mentioned, we make things, we make them into positives. They become our superpowers. So I absolutely love that. I want to dive into your experience with the awards. And I know when we talked the prep, I asked you this question, it became shocking. I want us to deep dive. How did you get nominated? And the purpose of the question, right, is to really understand why it's important to value our business achievements, just like any other person does, right? I feel like our industry doesn't do a wonderful job, and there's room for improvement for that, just as a whole. But for you two in particular, it was a completely different experience. I would love to be able to hear that. Olga, if you want to go first.
Sure. Now that I think about it, I actually shared the nomination link that you posted through my Facebook. And to this day, I am yet to thank the kind executive who nominated me. I still don't know who it was. So if you want to share, that'd be great. There, I owe them a basket of fruits or something. But I am fortunate enough to have worked in an admin field for over 17 years, and I have great friends with all my former executives, and they're all on my Facebook. We developed a beautiful friendship, so I am thankful to the person or persons who nominated me. It was a huge, huge turnaround in my career, for sure.
Amazing. Brittany, what was your experience?
So I had seen the event or it posted, and I wanted to ask people at my company, but I felt too shy to do so. So I was surprised when Vanessa reached out that I was one of the honorees, because I did not post it anywhere. But I work in the biotechnology field, and we work with Life Science Cares, which is just if anyone works in the biotechnology field, you probably know what it is. We try to give back. We all have all these multi-million, billion-dollar biotechnology companies in Cambridge, and there's a lot of homelessness and poverty issues in the same area. So we've been trying to give back from our companies to the local communities. And the leader of Life Science Cares, Sarah McDonald, had nominated me, and it felt really special because she works with so many different executive assistants throughout all the biotechnology companies, and I had not solicited the nomination at all. So it was a really big surprise and a really big honor.
That's great. And can you share a little bit more about how that had changed your career, how that opened up the doors? You know, did it financially change things for you, Olga?
It's a good question. It was definitely a huge turnaround for me. It had empowered me to the point where I was ready to push myself, challenge myself further. I definitely proved to my professional network that I am very good at what I do, and that made me feel very proud of myself. I was able to, because of that, I was able to just say, you know, I always wanted to branch out on my own and do something on my own and maybe create some webinars or do a virtual assistant, you know, do something. And that actually gave me a nice push to be like, okay, well, maybe this is time. And because of that, I also signed up to a bunch of professional networks, and I have had quite a few panels invites, and I have performed a few podcast interviews, and I just got myself out there, which to people who know me, it's completely out of my comfort zone. I am usually in my own shell, and people don't really know much about it. And because of that award and the ceremony, one of the most amazing things is I got to meet Vanessa, got to meet Monique, and, you know, I'm so grateful for that.
Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate you talking about being pushing yourself out of your uncomfort zone, right? And I think that's something that is really scary to do, But once you do it, you look back and reflect all the growth that you've done for yourself, but you've also really moved your peers around you as well and motivated them and inspired them. And I think that's really beautiful to talk about, because that might be people, you know, your friends or your family or your coworkers, you know, it's within your circle. So thank you for talking about that and pretty much being vulnerable, right? To share that. Brittany, can you share?
Yeah. I think after my executives were pretty surprised that I had won it as well, because that none of them were the ones who had nominated me. And I support 7 executives right now, from the CEO to all the C levels. And so they kind of noticed that other people were noticing me, and it made them want to make sure that I didn't walk out the door. So I did receive quite a few job offers after that, and we have an annual review process, and I kind of use those job offers as a leverage for myself. Be like, I never want anything to seem like an ultimatum. I would never make an ultimatum to my executives. I never feel like that's the right way to go with a performance review, but it was kind of an honest talk. If this is my value to the company, and this is what I could be valued elsewhere. So in order to keep me here, this is what needs to be done. And so that helped me.
Thank you for sharing that. I think one of the things that Bonnie always talks about, right? We have to talk about, you know, compensation and have those conversations that, you know, people don't want to talk about, the behind the doors, the sort of taboo topics. And I think that's super important to share. I do know that 2 of the honorees, they got a quite amount, over $5,000 of increases once they won the award. So, you know, financially, it does benefit you. It helps your peers. It helps also businesses, you know, to know that you're a serious professional. So that you're one of the top people, you know, people want you to work for them. So that's really important. So thank you so much for sharing that information. I'm super grateful. Did you want to share, how can we support you? How can the community follow you? Is there something that we can do to support you, Olga?
I would love to open the doors for others, especially, you know, all the EAs became VAs overnight with the corona and the tough time they're going through. And I know it was difficult for me because I was, I guess, fortunate enough to enter the space of virtual assistants way before the corona started. And it was difficult for me to even find out, you know, how to set up the business, how to go sell it, how to prove yourself, how to get clients, how to market yourself. So if anybody's thinking about it, I will be more than happy to have a conversation with you. I will open up whatever door I can to this community right here.
Thank you, Olga. I really appreciate that. I'll be sharing your details as well as Brittany's. If anybody wants to connect after the event, I'll share the LinkedIn. But Brittany, is there any way that we, you know, what can we do to support you? Anything?
I love learning from other people. I think that's one of my greatest assets, that I love to listen and I love to connect with people. So as Vanessa said, she'll share my information, and I hope to connect with some of you after this event. If my story clicked with you at all or anything, I know what changing between different, me and my CEO still are looking for what my right niche is going to be and the right step after here. So I'd love to connect with some of you.
Thank you so much, Olga and Brittany. I really appreciate it. Does anybody have any questions? Please put them in the chat for Olga or Brittany. To our guest speakers, please feel free to unmute yourself if you want to say a few words to them.
Brittany, it's Bonnie. Congratulations on being the valedictorian. I'm so curious to know how many were in your graduating class.
So I was a graduating class of 30,000 students, and there were 6 valedictorians chosen from each of the social and behavioral sciences in different colleges. One of the 6 from those.
That is even more super cool. congratulations to both of you. It's lovely to hear from you. And, you know, when people go on about the future of the world in the hands of young people, I look at the two of you and I say, we're fine.
Thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
It's great to hear. Thank you, Bonnie.
Well, thank you, Olga and Brittany. I really appreciate you being here. I know we started a few minutes late and I wanted to make sure that everybody was here. The reason why I had Brittany and Olga, to be transparent, to come talk about their business achievements here is that you might have not known, but this event, The Power of Admins, was originally supposed to be an award ceremony to celebrate and honor administrative professionals. And we are doing that, but we were supposed to do the awards ceremony. And
that's our episode with Brittany Bemko Rubin and Olga Gersh, the 2018 honorees for Assistance of the Year. Thank you so much in advance for your time, ladies. I really appreciate the tips, tricks, and guidance that you've provided to our audience. Stay tuned for new episodes coming from phenomenal thought leaders such as Bonnie Lo Kramen, Lucy Brazier, Monique Helmstrom, and Vicky Sokol Evans. So, if you're an administrative professional or you know someone who is, be sure to share these episodes with them. I promise you it's extremely valuable information. They are thought leaders that are international. They're also part of our board, advisors here at Creative Human. And we're so grateful for the Power of Admin season to officially launch. We'll see you soon.